let's get the party started. I am so excited for our guest this evening, and she is a regular listener on this evening call on Monday nights, and this lady is just amazing. She has been living a lifestyle of holistic health and wellness for more than 25 years, and she's so passionate about really living in this place that produces true vitality for herself and her two kids. She's been a professional network marketer who's been working from home for 15 years, and she began the journey because she really wanted to be a work-at-home mom, contribute to the household, but be there for the kids. And eventually, the little side home business turned into a true enterprise. She started with Ice Banks last December 2015, so she started the peak of the holidays and officially launched her business in January. And so she has built prior to Isagenics, she was with another company where she built a massive team. And she is here, and she has made every single bonus, crystal manager, crystal director, crystal executive, and she is on a mission to teach others how to go full-time with Isagenics so they can enjoy the lifestyle of a profitable home-based business. So with that, from Florida, I'd like to welcome Melanie Miletic. Welcome, Melanie.
Oh, thank you so much, Susan. Thank you. I'm delighted to be here.
Well, Melanie, it's great to have you, and there is a bit of an echo. I don't know if you're hearing it, too.
Nope, I'm going to get it. How is that?
That is perfect. It sounds
awesome.
Like you're right here with me in my home office in Arizona.
Perfect.
Well, Melanie, let me ask you, you have this amazing bio, and you're really living the dream. You know, so many people, they look at network marketing and they want this sense of freedom. They want to be at home with their kids, and you're living it. What was it that really got you to take a serious look at network marketing in the beginning?
Well, I was sitting at home in a basement of a duplex in Pennsylvania in the cold with a baby on my lap, and I knew I was going to be this child's mother. I was going to be there full time, but we didn't have enough money. So it was a necessity. We had this big old, if you remember, the Gateway computers that came in the cow boxes, right? So
yeah.
I'm on this computer with really slow dial-up, whatever, however it works. And I started searching online, and I saw all these people who were working from home. I didn't really understand what they were doing, but all they knew is that they were really happy. And they had these big smiling faces, and they were with their families, and they were doing all these things that I really wanted to do with my family, my husband and my kids. I think of it as we had champagne taste and beer pockets. And so it really was, no, I want what they have. I knew somewhere that they just knew something I didn't know yet, but I could do whatever it was that they were doing. They were just people like me. So that's really how I found network marketing.
And thank you for sharing that, because it's everyone joins because they want something in their life. I love that what you just said, champagne taste and beer pockets. And you've experienced some beautiful things in the profession. You've also seen some things that maybe left you saying, I'm not so sure. Mm-hmm. Did you, with the journey in network marketing, did you ever question it? Because I think there are people out there under this deluded belief like, oh, once I fall in love with it, I'm always going to love it. Did you ever have some wall-kicking moments?
Well, absolutely. And, from the beginning, I realized that there were certain rules that you follow. And if you do those rules, just like if you were employed, if you follow those rules, then you can make income. But the fact is, not all opportunities and places that you can work in a home-based business are equal. They're, if you really look at our our company, it's a special place because of the integrity of our owners, and then how that is absolutely, across the field. But it is not that way everywhere. And there was more than once in my career that I was just like, I don't want to be a network marketer anymore. Even though I had the skill set and I had experienced some of the incredible things, no, there were times where I was just like, I'm out, I'm done. I'll figure something else out because this is not worth it. Because it didn't suit my ethics. That's really what it came to, my own standards of what I was, what I wanted to do and be in the world.
That's huge. And I want to, tonight is just about, keeping it real. And I think that real is refreshing, which is my theme of my talk at Celebration.
Awesome.
But I want everyone to understand that much like a marriage. You know, you get married and you're going to have moments with your partner where you're like, huh? You know, it used to be cute that he left his socks on the floor, but it's not cute anymore, or whatever it is. And being in this place, it's the same thing with network marketing. But you got to a point, you're a very strong woman, where you said, I will not compromise in terms of what I want. And I know you did a lot of investigation on Isagenix before coming here. What was it about Isagenix that really set it apart from other things that you had looked at?
Well, it's pretty amazing. I actually consulted with a couple of people who've been in the industry more than 25 years. They both gave me this list of what they would look for, or the questions they would ask of, you know, in a company. So I was like, oh my gosh, if I'm going to do this, I want to just do it one more time. And I just said, I'm out of my mind. What would you look for if you were looking for a company today, right now? Because I just needed somebody else to tell me. Mm-hmm. And so I had this list that I was going with, I looked and I looked and I searched for months and I spoke to all kinds of amazing people in this industry, honestly. But none of the companies fit my core values. There were things that I wasn't going to, the word compromise, things I wouldn't compromise. And number one was products and the science behind them. I am a science geek. I am a holistic mama. I'm all those things. And there's virtually nothing that panned out for me. And then it was definitely the leading from the top, the ethics and morals. I mean, when I heard Kathy Coover say that they want to help have the most 6- and 7-figure earners in the industry, but never, ever compromising their ethics and their morals and their values. When she said that from the stage, I knew that because I heard it from you when I asked these questions. But it is everything to me. Because that plays a part in everything. That goes to not only the products that we are able to put into the market, but it goes to the compensation plan. It is it's far-reaching. So when I honestly, it was like I looked, and then I looked at Isagenix, and I was done looking. I didn't even know that it existed. It was sitting there waiting for me all this time. In fact, it should have been here 6 years ago.
Well, with the announcements that are coming Friday, it doesn't matter. I'll say this: we will all feel like we've been reborn.
All right.
I'll say there. Now, and I remember those initial conversations. And for everyone listening, you know, Melanie just didn't look at it and that's like sign up the same day. Mm-hmm. She had a lot of really good questions and questions about the integrity of the company, questions about the longevity of the company, questions about what is their succession plan, you know, as the company ages forward and all of those things. What are they doing to keep it fresh, international, you know, all compliance was a big discussion we had because in the industry of network marketing right now, there are a lot of people who are not being compliant and they're making claims, they're making health claims. And one company even said that their product could cure this major disease and you know, just all sorts of things. So, you know, Melanie had the great questions and, you know, it took several conversations and then going over the compensation plan and really digging in for her to decide, yes, I want to do it. You came in and there's this whole thing that I've been talking about lately. People are getting social media lazy. They've somehow decided that Facebook is the only way to build a business, and it's just one of many ways, but you have to have multiple streams. But you came in, and you had a list, and you were not afraid to pick up the phone. And I know you recorded the numbers. And can you talk to everyone about that? How many calls did you make versus how many signups and all of it?
Yeah, and I think this is – first I want to state, you know, I have been working – I've been working from home for 15 years. If anybody has, like, who could – if anybody could be social media lazy, it would be somebody like me. But that would be a huge mistake. It's stupid. It really would be really wrong to not pick up the phone because the money is in the phone. So just stating that straight out. And the fact is I called and contacted – everyone, and I no doubt literally made hundreds of dials within the first few weeks to essentially we enrolled about 22 people to go executive within 8 weeks. And it was very much an urgent conversation. So those of you who are listening right now, it's January, it's relaunch time, like build today as if it is day one of your business. And if you go at it with that sense of urgency and you really have your what you're going to say dialed in and you just do it, and you do it without hesitation and you do it as if your life depended upon it. Because I think for a lot of people, their life really does depend upon it. Whether you realize it or not, whether it's today or it's another day, your life may depend upon it. And we're helping a lot of people as we go, as we do this thing. And that was a big part of it. I really did, and I do, to this moment, and continue to believe that we have what is, bar none, the best opportunity for the people that I contacted. So, you know, we enrolled, I believe it was 22 people to go executive in 8 weeks.
So, and you, I know you had a list and you were doing multiple things. So mm-hmm. I know you were calling because mm-hmm. sometimes you take a break and we chat for like 2 minutes and you go like, okay, I got more calls. So you had people you were calling. You were also messaging people to set up mm-hmm. appointments. What would you're an amazing trainer. You've been doing this for a long time. What would you say to people who, I love what you said, if anyone could be social media lazy, it's me. What would you say to someone who says, well, Melanie, where do I get people to call? What would you say?
Well, the fact is there's millions of people that want what we have. I've heard it said, you know, people are out there in quiet desperation looking for what Isagenics has to offer, whether it's their health that's failing, or their self-esteem that's failing because their health is failing, or they really require the income that Isagenics can provide. So people are out there in quiet desperation. So having a, you know, completely, you know, bold as a lion approach, what I did and what I recommend people do is leverage what we have here with Team Success, with Susan Sly. I mean, I was brand new to Isagenics. I didn't have a story. I didn't have anything. I didn't even know what the Isagenics 30 seconds was like. I didn't know anything. It was like out the gate run. But what I did know was what the stats that I could get on the company, on the steady growth of the company, the number of millionaires, and then Susan Sly, the vision of your team, the systems that you have in place that are already proven to create millionaires. And the, you know, and with that really explaining the culture that I experienced. And once I came back from NYKO, I was like, all right, culture, culture, culture. People have no idea how incredibly classy and professional this industry can be. It's totally different. So it was a canned message, but it wasn't, because it came across with the passion that I was like, hello, I'm doing this thing. I have aligned with this incredible team, and this is what I'm doing. Are you open to taking a look? And honestly, when I did those messages, I didn't necessarily even put the name of the company. I just said, I've aligned with a millionaire maker with systems in place, and are you open? And then when they said yes, then it was on the phone. Now, these are people that I did have some communication with. It wasn't like I was spamming cold people. But I've met a whole lot of people along the way, and I believe that a lot of people have talked to a whole lot more people than they were willing to reach out to. But those people are really just sitting there, and they don't know what they don't know. And if you don't ask them, they don't have a chance to say yes or no.
Mm. That's powerful. I mean, if you think about it, it's building the relationships. It comes down to timing. And so many people will say, well, you know, I've talked to people and people just aren't interested. But, you know, I was saying to someone today, you don't get married on the first date. And oftentimes we forget that a lot of this business is relationship building. And I know Scott Aaron listens live every week with his team. And in his first month, he recruited 47 people. A lot of people will be like, wow, that's incredible. Scott had relationships with people. And so part of my own daily method of operation, I know yours too, Melanie, is that we're relationship building. I've been relationship building with this one person for 13 years. And I would love absolutely to work with him, and he's amazing. 13 years. I mean,
right.
I, you know,
yeah.
other
no,
people,
I hear
2 to 3 years, and it's just where they're at in their life. But, you know, I'm very patient, and I know you are too. What would you say to people when they ask this question, how do I develop more people on my list? What are some strategies you teach your team to do that?
Well, you know, I'm going to give a detailed one, but I think people would appreciate a bit of, you know, the real details that they can, something they can use now that's probably above and beyond what they've ever used, even just using Facebook. Is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, okay. So we have all of these people. Let's say you've been with Isagenix a few months or a year or longer, and you have all these people who are kind of lukewarm. They know what you do, but they've never taken a step forward, or they've taken a step forward and then they took a step back, whatever it is. There's these people, right, and they're in your world. And there's a feature on Facebook, and it's a list. And if you go to your friends and you actually go to the friend, the button on their page that says friend, so here, let me go to one. I can tell you exactly how to do it. It's a right or left click. It's, if you just hover over it, and then you'll see this pop-up comes up, and it says add to another list. And if you click on it, you can actually put people in a list, whether it was Isagenix lookers or potential customers or customers who are here now, maybe they felt whatever, put them on a list. And then Facebook allows you to click on that particular list and go see their walls. And it's not creepy to be social with people, right? So go and be genuine in interacting with these people that you want to develop. Now, obviously, we develop real relationships in person in different ways. I am totally about real life too, okay? But this is a way that you can have these people who have, you know, got warmed up to some degree, know that you're still alive, and then they can come over to your wall. And then on your wall, you probably have some amazing before and after, or you have your own story, or you have something about your lifestyle that makes them go, what is it that they do again? It's almost sneaky. It's not sneaky. It's right, because people, this is what social media is about. This is what it is. And I think that if more people did that, they'd see a whole lot more of their prospects go from lukewarm to hot, and in then those conversations in the inboxes go better to get them back on the phone and finding out what they're looking for and all that good stuff.
Mm. That's a great tip. I mean, because we all have access to people who know people who know people. And and I think, you know, Scott Aaron was saying earlier today is that, you know, he's masterful on Facebook, but he's also out there belly to belly. I mean, we have to have multiple streams of leads. I love what Jeff Combs says. You need to have more leads than you have time. And back in the day before Facebook, I actually used to call people out of the white pages. That's another story for another training. But you do what you need to do. But one of the tips I'm going to give everyone, whether you use a whiteboard or whether it's a notebook or whatever it is, make a list. You know, who's your yoga instructor? Who's the barista at Starbucks? Who are your kids' teachers? And the reason people don't make a list is not because they don't know people. It's because they've already decided before they talk to the person whether or not that person's going to be interested in Isagenix. And that's the problem. I mean, if you have kids, your kids have teachers, you have tutors, you have everything. But this is really, if it's going to be the breakthrough year for everyone, I believe it can. It's like you said, you've got to be fearless. You've got to put yourself out there, and you know, which is huge. Now, let's talk about going.
I'm just going to say, I also have a list on my Facebook, 452 local networkers. Those are just local business people. So there, that's a huge list. And then in their list, not only of potential Isagenix people, but referral sources like crazy. Mm-hmm. So don't discount the power of local networking and wrapping social media in with it.
I love that. Mm-hmm. And local networking could be learn to run groups. It could be all sorts of things. Like, don't think it's just networking.
Right, business networking.
Secular.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Totally.
Yeah. And when you
5K,
think about
5K friends.
Exactly.
Right. Yes.
And when you think about it, like Michelle Castle posted today, this picture, I met her at an event. Jeffrey Combs introduced us in a Starbucks in Dallas, Texas, 11 years ago. And that's, you know, that's how we met, which is really amazing. But it's just, it's don't discount, like you said, the referrals and asking people. And again, every single day, for those of you who heard Carol Taylor, and I'll just throw this out there before Christmas, I mean, her call was amazing. She said, and I love this, that she always had a list of six. Not 60, not 100, but six, mm-hmm. which is very manageable. And Carol's been a full-time network marketer for over 20-odd years. And in Isagenix, her total income is something like $16 million. So she knows what she's talking about. Mm-hmm. And she said she'd look at these six and say to herself, how would Isagenix benefit this person? So we say, Lori, Lori's a stay-at-home mom. She's always a little bit overwhelmed. I'm going to call and just sort of talk to her about de-stressing and products and that kind of thing. Oh, okay. My friend Casey, Casey is always complaining about their weight. Okay, boom, I'm going to do that. Oh, let's talk about Tom. Tom's always, he's getting his real estate license. He's always doing something. I'm going to talk to him about the business. So it's putting a lot of thought into it, and then she would always make a commitment to call at least six people a day, which is such a manageable amount, three if you're part-time, six if you're full-time. And I know, Melanie, when you came in, you were making call after call after call, and your first goal, obviously, was to go consultant, and then from there to go crystal manager. Can you walk us through that process for you? Because at one point you're still focused on personal recruiting, but you're also focused on developing consultants.
I was and I wasn't. What I did was I enrolled and I trusted the system that you had in place with the 8 steps to success. And I knew that my job was to enroll the people so that they would go consultant using the system and to not to deviate from it, right? Because as soon as I try to do it my own way, I'd be completely off track. And I also felt, and if you can adopt this feeling, I think it helps people, when you're building your business and you're bringing on your team, I felt a sense of responsibility to build a team with these people. So my responsibility, and to this day, my responsibility is to continue to enroll and develop people with the team that I've already have in place. I love them. I want them to experience prosperity. So I got to keep enrolling, right? That's the way I think of this. But what I really did was I would enroll. I would use what do we say? We say connect, coach, and convert, right? It's the three C's, connect, coach, and convert. And I would work with, our numbers are something like 1 in 3. So out of 60 enrolled last year, we had at least, many of those were happy product users, but we had at least 22 go consultant. So about 1 in 3 people wanted to get their products paid for or beyond. So literally helping them to go through and follow the blueprint, whether it's the 90-day game plan, the blueprint, it's there for people to plug into and win. So I would say that the number one thing to focus on is keeping the main thing the main thing and not getting so bogged down in are these people going to go consultant. I just expected that they would, and they did. Does that make sense? So it's like enroll, 8 steps in place, repeat. do it again, and then do it again. And I've been network marketing a long time, and I certainly can and do train now. But for well until after I was an executive and a solid executive, I didn't even get into let's rally the team and train them up. I've plugged them into what you had in place. I said, this is what I'm doing. I don't have anything else, okay? What we do is we're on the Health, Wealth, and Freedom call at 10 o'clock in the morning, Monday through Friday, and then on Monday night we're on Susan's call. And then whatever Isagenix posts on ISA FYI and Isagenix Health, that's what we plug into. I don't know anything else. I'm recruiting.
I love it.
That's what I did. And I guess, you know what, it's 2016. I think we got to, kind of readopt that right now and just do. Except, yeah.
It works, and I know Alexis Romano, she is often here on Monday nights, and hi, Alexis, if you're here, that Alexis is going to be my guest in March. I'm super excited.
Cool.
Alexis, it's the same thing. You know, she's like, you know, my focus is on recruiting and plugging people in, recruiting and plugging people in. I think when we're trying to reinvent the wheel, it does. It slows us down. And now more than ever, especially with the new year, new announcements, and all the things that are going to happen this week, it's about keeping it super simple. And I, you know, I'm always adding to my list. I keep it in my notebook, and I'm adding people. I'm like, oh, yeah, that person, that person, that person. And getting out of your pajamas and getting out of your house and physically going out and doing something, meeting people, those are all key things. And, Melanie, I know that this year you have some big goals, and you're always looking at refining things. What vision are you casting for yourself this year? What are some of the systems you're going to be following? What are some of the things you're going to be doing? And where are you going this year?
Right. Well, you know, when you talk about the 8 steps to success, and people, you know, might be thinking, well, which one of those things is the most important? And the fact is they're kind of all important. And I believe you gave us 9 things to measure your team growth with, so like to metrics, like to things to look at, and focusing on all of them at once. This is literally my focus. But the vision for this year is absolutely creating more, helping more people co-create executives, because we had, anyway, I kind of lost track, honestly, because I need those reports. But we had about 76 rank advancements last year, and that's powerful. So it's a very powerful foundation for the team. But I want to see more people hit executive and beyond. If there's a vision, it's literally just helping those people to believe that this is possible for them and pouring that into people. Because if they've never had that level of success in network marketing, then they don't necessarily have the, you know, the internal belief, but I do. So being there to pour, you know, pour greatness and pull them over the line, that's my goal for this year. But if there was, if there were two things that, you know, yes, every bit of the 8 steps to success is crucial for people who are listening to this call. You know what I'm talking about? Go to Susan's website, go grab them, look at them. Everyone is important. But there were two things that stuck with me. And one was this ACMDE thing, right? So ACMDEs, what is this? It's like the ABCs. And I took that ACMDEs and I put it on an index card and I carried it with me everywhere. And I did that with every single new person that came on the team, and we did welcome calls. So I absolutely did, you know, connect, coach, and convert. That was one. And then it was literally borrowing your belief, Susan, like, your belief and your results and what you've done with the team, because wherever anybody is, you know, of course it's going to take skill development. This is a process. This is where we grow into and what we can do. I mean, I'm still learning this isogenics thing. Absolutely, 100%. But one of the things I heard you say was you enrolled 80 people to earn your first million. I thought, well, heck, we can do that. People can do that. it's not the how. It's like, what did you do along the way? Well, all of these other things. It doesn't matter what all those other things are, really. That was just something that I still have in my mind. I'm like, okay, boom. What does it take to go from here to wherever you want to go with isogenics? It's enrolling, whether it's been putting in more customers and putting more associates in, and not making that too, not overcomplicating that. Really, that is what you do here as a network marketer, is you are, you know, you're putting people in the system. That's what we do day in, day out, and helping others to do exactly the same thing with integrity, always right, always the right way, never bending rules, never in the gray, right?
Mm-hmm.
And your team culture is something that I absolutely, you know, is having the team be one of the highest trained, right? And with the highest retention, you've got one of the highest retention rates, right, in the company. That's something I absolutely want to see my team, because it's what they deserve.
I love it. And, yeah, I was taking, like, copious notes. I feel like I'm learning it for the first time, even though you're telling me stuff you learned from me. I feel like that. You're such a great trainer. I want to ask you just one final question. Like, you know, there are people here who are listening, and they're, like, Oh my gosh, you know, I'm ready to go. Like, girl, I need to get on a phone call right now. I'm super excited. Then there are people who still have a bit of fear. And I know that, you know, and we all have fears at one point or another. What tip would you give to someone in order to help them sort of get over their fear and get into action?
You know, I'm going to go to what was one of my hang-ups, because whether this is, you know, specific to them or not, it might help them with their team, or they may go, oh, I wasn't even admitting that to myself, whatever it is. Because, well, if you're going to accomplish a goal, you have to focus on the result that you want and not the work in between, right? So you can't focus on this phone call that you're supposedly scared of. You have to focus on what's the outcome of this that you're looking for. That's number one. But then there was a time where I was very much aware. I mean, I've made thousands of phone calls to prospects in my world, right? In my network marketing world, my career, meeting them in person, wherever. And I was very much aware that whenever I met a successful businessman, whether he was a doctor or he was a real estate professional or somebody that I just perceived as being far more affluent than I'd ever had in my life, you know, up until the point where we became, well, here's the point is I felt less than, and I would choke. Even though I could prospect the heck out of anybody, virtually anywhere, you could wake me up and I can do this thing. I would feel silly, like this little 6-year-old girl again or something. I don't know. It was odd. And I couldn't get it. And I was not enrolling these people who really wanted what we had, probably somewhere, right? So a friend of mine, somebody who I really, really am deeply thankful for, told me, you are the rock star in this industry. You're the professional network marketer. You know and do what they want to learn and do. That's why they put their name on that form in the first place. So that's why they raised their hand and asked about a home-based business. You are the rock star. So whether you're the rock star or not, you have to take that mindset. You're the rock star because you're on this team. You're the rock star because you have this system. You're the rock star because you work with Isagenix, which is outrageous. You are the rock star. I hope that maybe that somebody can put that on and just go, you know what, I am. Boom, done. Whether they have to put some music on and be it or not. And there's been times, changing your state, very big deal. There's been times for no good reason where I felt fear. There's no other words for it, really. Trepidation, nervous about calling somebody for no reason. Why would this woman make me nervous to call her? Is it maybe because she's a foot taller than me? I don't know why, okay? But I remember this time, and this is not that long ago. I literally dialed the number, all except for one number. I jumped up and down really, really fast. I probably said something silly, and then I stopped jumping and hit the last number and talk, and the number dialed, and I had to talk to her. That will help anybody, or that's just ridiculous. But the point is, sometimes you have to change your state, right? You can't sit there and go, oh, I don't want to make this phone call. I'm scared of this phone call, and think about why you're scared of this phone call. Just make this thing a phone call, because that person could be waiting for your call, and you don't even know. You don't know that they've been praying to hear from you. You have no idea.
I love that. That is
help?
so funny. I jumped
Well,
up
you
and like.
imagine, like, seriously, okay, here I am jumping up and down in my pink room, our den. Yeah.
That's awesome. And Kathy Coover, she used to do jumping jacks and push-ups before she made
Oh,
calls. And
that's cool.
it's changing your state. It's an NLP technique. You change your state. And whatever it is for you, for me, it's sometimes looking at my vision board and really thinking deeply that I'm one phone call, I'm one person away from getting closer to whatever it is there. And I love, thank you for being so transparent. That's absolutely awesome. And I know it's going to be a great year for you, Melanie. And thank you for, like, from the bottom of my heart, for just sharing your wisdom, for sharing the tips with everyone. And I know, I just see it. I said to Melanie from day one, I'm like, I know you're going to be rocking the stage training, because she's an amazing trainer. And if you loved her training, please definitely do give her some shouts out on social media. It would be awesome. Now, Melanie, any final words to everyone before we wrap it up?
I would just say there's a time when you have to suspend your disbelief and really, you know, link arms with the people who have done what you're looking to do. Link arms, don't look back, don't look left, don't look right, never look back, and just do it. And there's no reward for perseverance. Nobody's going to give you that trophy. But without it, you'll never get the trophy. So whether this is day one and you're nowhere near being, you know, as proficient as you like to be and you're learning, that is the process. This is what we all do. We all start from somewhere. So you are with the right team, the right company. Just link arms with the people who are there to support you along the journey and know that all growth is required for you to make. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's perfect. Well, thank you so much, Melanie, for being here. Thank you all
thank
for
you,
being here. Yay! I'll see you shortly in Dallas.
Yay!